From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Hello, Christine, my not-so-secret secret mom.
Hello, Anne. Hello to you, Mom, listening, joining us again. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy day.
Yes, this episode almost didn't happen because because life has just been throwing some curveballs at us lately. I mean, school just closed 5 weeks. It's a 5 week holiday, you realize that?
Yes, I do, but I'm one of the lucky mothers that has someone to look after my children. So,
well, this time around I also have someone. Thank
my
goodness.
Mom is crying because she looks after my kids. It never ends, by the way.
It never ends. But you know what? We've discussed, I picked up a new word recently when it comes to kids and describing them: spicy.
Okay.
I like it. We've discussed a few spicy kid moments.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going the other way. We're going with your proudest moment as a mom, the proudest you've been of your kid, you know, all of the above.
It's when they've been little and you get that one hug.
They've been spicy,
where they say,
Christine.
They've been spicy. And then they give you a hug and they're like, Mommy, I love you so much. That's this episode.
Yes, that's this episode. Do you want to go first? I feel like a hog here because I always go first. Come on, dig deep.
Look, I really had to go and sit and think. And I'm super proud of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't necessarily find a moment. And I actually asked my husband, like, are there moments that I'm forgetting? Because, you know, we half our brain leaves us.
Yes.
And we discussed it. And I think with my eldest, one of the things that I'm super proud of her for, two moments that actually happened recently that I could really think of, speaks to her character. Because I think that's what I'm most proud of, is their character.
Yes.
And one was where we were at a store. There was someone outside begging.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd seen this person a couple of times. And she asked me, you know, why is he always there? And I explained to her, you know, he's had a hard life. He doesn't have a job. He's, you know, the whole spiel.
Mm.
And she said to me, Mama, when am I getting my pocket money again? And I said, okay, well, in about 2 weeks.
Oh, I see where this is going.
And she said, Mama, you know what I want to do with my pocket money? Now, keep in mind, my child is, once she gets her pocket money. Yeah, once she gets it, 5 minutes later, poof, she's like broke. And then she wants to borrow money as well.
Hmm.
And she said to me, Mama, you know what I want to do? When I get my pocket money, can we please come to this store? And then I want to give him $10 of my pocket money. I'm like,
you're getting a raise in your pocket money next time, kid. That would make me burst out in tears.
I was close. And you know, she at school, she had this one friend, and I don't know what this friend's situation is. I don't know if it was a child manipulating my child or if it really was a thing, but they have tuck shop once a week. And she came home one day and she said to me, Mom, this person in my class only had $5 for tuck shop, and I had 20. So I said to her, why don't we combine our money and then we can both get something nice? And at first I was like, I don't know, this kid only had $5. But it happened afterwards where this little girl actually also came to her and said, let's combine. Yeah. And I asked, how much did you have and how much did she have? And she's like, no, she had $30 and I had $20. So we, you know, we put it together.
Time.
So yeah, they had a real good time. But that I'm proud of is that she sees need. And she wants to include people as much as she is often actually excluded socially. She goes out of her way. I'm getting all teary-eyed to include people.
That breaks my heart for so many reasons, like pride.
Yeah.
But also just more, I don't know, more pride because even though she's like being done in some way. Like, that sounds really
hard. I'm scared she's going to be taken advantage of, right?
She's still giving and giving.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. That's how you know that in between all the screaming and losing your and shouting, that stuff sticks.
Something must have happened. Stuff. Something right must have happened.
But you're being a good example.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let me just take a sip of wine here.
Let's just...
Ka-ching-ching. Okay. Wait, no, at the bottom. There we go.
We don't do crystal glasses here, people. Mm-mm. Moms don't do crystal.
We got kids.
Okay, yours.
My proudest moment, I've got two that I'll share. One is directly my child related, and the other... Wait, I'll get to the other. So... Last year, our kids, our eldest, were in the same class. Mm-hmm. And there was a week or something that yours was sick and she wasn't at school.
Yeah.
And then end of last year, as my kid came home with all of his books and his everything, and I packed it out, you know, you look at the artwork and you look at the work they've done, and he takes out this brown paper bag with a little... child cutout thingy pasted onto it that he colored in. And I'm like, oh, well, look at you. You kept inside the lines and it's all pretty. And then he takes out another one that's blank. And at first, I'm on my high horse. I'm like, dude, did you take a second one you weren't supposed to? Like, why'd you steal stuff from school? And he says, no, he feels bad about that because he actually took a second one for... your eldest. And then he forgot. And then he forgot to give it to her. But can we please give it to her
That's
now?
That's breaking my heart.
Like, oh. And it's not even like they are super close at school.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's not like they see each other every weekend and they're super best friends.
Stop it. You're making me cry.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And it's not the cold. So that was, that really like... that warmed my heart very, very much. And then the second one that is a big, fat shout out to all the other kids' moms. Let's go with parents, okay? Because sometimes dads do cool stuff as well. But the parents of the kids in my kids' class. Last week, I am still now recovering from a cold. But last week I was like really, really sick with it. And, you know, the show's got to go on. So got to keep doing what you're doing. And as I dropped my kid off at school, I just realized I didn't make sure that he packed his lunch. And I looked at him and I said, did you pack your lunch? And he looked back at me with these big eyes and he said, I don't know. I hope so.
Oh,
And it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. I can't come back, take it to him. It's not tuck shop day, so giving him money ain't going to solve the problem. Man, my child gets really hangry.
Yeah, he does.
He gets emotional and he can't focus. And now all this is going through my mind of like, oh, he's going to have this terrible day at school. He's not going to concentrate. He's going to fall behind on his work and he's going to be crying. And then he's going to aftercare. So I'm not even seeing him directly after school.
Yeah.
I'm a bad mom. Like, you should go home, but then I'm going to be late for my meeting. And, you know, all of this stuff runs through your mind. But so I drop him off and I hope for the best.
Because he said he doesn't know, so that's not a no.
It's not a no. Maybe he'll learn something. You call this what a natural consequence. So I pick him up from aftercare that afternoon, 5-ish, and he's fine. He's not hangry. He's not crying. No evidence of tears on his face, nothing. And I ask him, so did you forget your lunch? He's like, yeah, I did. But it's okay because all the kids in class shared their lunch with me. So mamas, select few papas, thank you for teaching your kids to share and to share with someone who's in need, because I can tell you that the day would not have been nice if your kids did not share. And also feel assured that even if you think you haven't taught your child or you haven't succeeded in teaching your child certain morals, it's stuck somewhere. Mm. So thank you so much. We don't say our kids' names in this for very specific reasons. But I'm sure a few people out there do know who we are and who they are. So thank you. That,
you know, and the fact that he was so like, no, it's fine, you know, everyone shared, says to me, it wasn't this, oh, you know, I had to get food from other people. No one made him feel bad about it. No one was mean to him about it. And I think that's even as important as the actual sharing, is sharing willingly.
Yes.
And that is beautiful. Well done. We don't always see the great things our kids do, right? We see the morning mace and the evening mace and the tantrums, and but these are things that you need to know, is your child is
doing well.
They're
almost adulting. They're doing well.
Can you stop paying bills now, please?
Good grief. Share the pocket money. We've got also a very heartwarming contribution from a mama. Anonymous mama number one. You can just hear the pride.
Yeah,
I keep
you
wanting
can.
To say the proud in her voice. Why? What is? It's the cold, okay? It's the sniffles. Let's have a listen.
Definitely, when my 7-year-old daughter calls her little booty, you must not cry, and tells him to calm down, and then gets him dressed and gets him bathed. She really does a very good effort with him. Makes me very, very proud. And if my 2-year-old boy comes and says, best ever, or danke mama. Yeah, he's also very considerate. And my little baby of 11 weeks, if she smiles and talks, those are all proud moments for a mommy.
So you see, what resonates with me here is exactly what we've been saying. It's not the big achievements as such. I mean, of course, you're proud if your child gets first place in, I don't know, sport or academics. But what warms your heart is the character.
Yeah.
The compassion, the understanding that they have of things at moments where you don't even expect it.
Yeah.
Nay?
Yeah. You know, like you say, character. And I heard somewhere once that the vast majority of who your child is has nothing to do with you. It's genetics and luck and chance.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better about a lot of situations.
And it is, I mean, genetics play a huge role. And I think it's, you know, on the one hand, being proud of the things that stick, and you're like, okay, something somewhere, you know, went in and it didn't go out the other ear, but also just wholly being proud of who they are. Mm-hmm. I am not a very patient person, so when my daughter is patient, I'm super proud of her. I might sometimes be shy or might not have as much courage to do something. Mm-hmm. And then, especially my youngest, she's like, I don't give a she's out there and she does it and she dresses the way she wants. And then I'm like, good for you. You know, your character, and that's what you're proud of. Like you said, that's what warms your heart.
Yes. The fact that you've done something right somewhere in between all of the chaos. Secret mama number two is my kind of mama.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
So I have two kids, a 3- and a 4-year-old. A very soft and gentle son and a feisty little daughter. And the one time we at my son's very good friend's house, the friend is a little bit bigger than him, and he comes running in and he's crying because his friend threw sand in his face, and his mom and myself, now we like, what, no, we can't throw sand, and we're on our way to about to you know, speak to the friend, and we see my daughter, who is tiny, she's petite, and she's a very small 3-year-old, and she's got 2 handfuls of sand, and her dad's Afrikaans, I'm English, and she's walking towards this boy who's much bigger than her, and she's saying, Mooney, hoisant in my booty's gesig. And she is, and he's running away from her crazy face, and she's there defending her big brother. And I just thought that was just the most gorgeous thing. Both myself and the little boy's mom, we laughed. We're like, yes, you go, girl.
Absolutely love that.
Very See,
that's,
much.
That's the spiciness that I'm talking about.
Yes. And it's just doing what's right for other people. You have nothing to gain by doing that. And that's something you really want to instill in your children. Do the right thing, even if you have everything to lose and nothing to gain.
And that's also the sibling. I mean, siblings, I've got a single child. But I gather from friends such as yourself who's got more than one child that it's not always a lovely situation.
No.
But what I actually replied to this mom was like, absolutely, you go, girl. If someone's going to beat up my brother, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Because it goes both ways. Exactly. Like, they will fight tooth and nail for each other. But they also had to learn that at home. Mm-hmm. Not to stick up for the weakling.
Yeah. No, that is super cute. That is awesome. You could be proud of that. I think just to end it off, you know, I had a moment within myself, moment of clarity about this whole topic when I was thinking about it, and also thought, you know what? Look for moments where you're proud of yourself, mom. The moments where, I mean, the obvious answer is no one died. So no one's died yet.
Yay, gold star for mom.
Yeah. But be proud of yourself when your child asks you a really difficult question and you answer it and you walk away and you think, yes, you know, good on me. I got that. I nailed that one. Give yourself that high five.
Yes.
Give yourself that pat on the back. Be proud of the fact that you are doing this every day and you are raising a full human being. It is not a doll. It is not a toy. This is not a game. This is not, there is no exit.
No, this is someone you are sending out into the world.
Yeah.
To human being with other human beings.
And it's a lot. And, you know, when you have those small victories where you manage to get out of bed when you needed to, because you knew as much as you want to sleep, you got to get things ready. You got them to school on time. Hmm. Be proud of yourself.
Because no one else is going to be.
And on that note, we're proud of you. Come on, we're proud of each other. And tell your mom friends, I am proud of you.
Yes.
Well done.
Girls got to stick up for girls. Mm-hmm. And we got to tell each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Christine, I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, that's it.
Until next week.
Yes, same time, same place. Yep. Maybe not same time and same place, because if you are listening to this on podcast,
yes,
hit that follow button.
You can now catch us on Spotify.
On Apple.
And please leave us a review. Subscribe.
Yes.
We are also on Facebook.
Yep.
The Secret Life of Motherhood. Trying to make things not so secret. Stuff we need to talk about. Stuff we need to air. We're all in the same boat. Not always the same storm.
No.
You know, it varies from day to day. But it's okay. We can talk about stuff.
Awesome.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks, Anne. Ciao.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.